Welcome back to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. This is part two of today's podcast on the subject of bone and joint health. And we're talking about what is potentially an exciting new nutraceutical for supporting bone and joint health. It goes by various names, cyplexanol, bone morphogenic protein. Brand name Austinol is a product that I've been using over the past couple of years with my patients. And, you know, I have to say that I had a very interesting anecdote, James. We're talking to James Scafidi, the CEO and founder of Zycal Bio, the makers of Austinol. I had a very interesting conversation with a patient who broke her elbow. She fell down. It was icy, and she broke her elbow. And so she called me up, as many patients do when they have a little bit of crisis. And I said, well, you know, take some calcium and take some vitamin D. And there's this new thing that we've been using called Austinol. So I had her take the Austinol. And she really was very excited about it because she said from the orthopedist said, well, you know, I hope it heals. You know, you're a little older. Sometimes elbows are problematic. She said from the very time that she took it, the pain dissipated rapidly. The orthopedist was extremely pleased at how well her elbow healed. And, you know, she really attributes it to the Austinol. So, you know, maybe that's an N of one experiment. But we've been getting good feedback, and I've been seeing good improvements in bone density in many of my patients who take Austinol. So, you know, it's really piqued my interest. In part one, you explain some of the science behind bone morphogenic protein and how bones really develop. In part two, I want to talk a little bit about dosage, because Austinol, you know, frankly, Austinol is the price point is a little expensive. It's a little, you know, it's more, you know, a bottle of calcium will set you back, you know, $9.99 for, you know, 500 pills. But Austinol is a little bit of a premium supplement. And so we'd like to know from you, you know, what do the studies show? What do people need to take for various types of bone problems?
Sure, and thank you, Dr. Hoffman. Austinol, which is powered by cyplexanol, yes, is a premium biologically active protein complex and protein-based supplement. As you shared, it's the only protein complex in the world proven to turn on stem cells to regrow bone and cartilage. And dosing depends upon how much bone is lost, how aggressive one needs to be, or how much joint dysfunction, body weight. We look at several components and several factors. And in order to produce this level of biological activity, unfortunately, the price does become premium. But we've developed four different strengths, anywhere from a 150 milligram up to 450 milligrams, depending upon each person's need, the amount of bone loss, their body weight, the number of joints affected, and or the amount of inflammation in their body, so that they can select how aggressive they want to be or not aggressive, and or maybe they just don't need very much support because the bones are not that bad. But for those who really have a lot of bone loss or joint dysfunction, we find that stepping up to the higher strengths produces rapid response.
So we might
be talking to the science as to why that happens.
We might be talking about 450 milligrams daily, or even two of those daily, for someone with, say, very advanced osteoporosis.
Correct. And we've seen even professional bodybuilders, retired football players come to us. We'll use a 900 milligram with that level. Somebody who's about 350 pounds, ready for knee and hip replacement, who's looking to stave off surgery for a year or longer, will step to the much higher strength. But for the average person who's either dealing with bone loss or joint dysfunction, we have a 350 milligram, there's a 450, you can double those to go to 700. But one of the things we haven't touched upon is the immunoprotective effect, the ability of these proteins to knock down inflammation.
Okay.
And that happens very quickly. And so one of the things is not only can we get the bone and cartilage growing, but the reason we see people feel better in as fast as 7 days, and that's in clinical trials and in clinical usage, is that proteins naturally downregulate interleukin-1 and interleukin-6.
That may explain my patient's response, you know, rapid response, because, you know, you don't know that your bone is healed until you get your repeat x-ray. But she actually reported a reduction in the pain and inflammation at her elbow.
Right. And so that's one of the beauties of using cyplexanol in the Ostanol product is that you can use a higher strength safely, feel better, start to titrate down to a lower strength, work with your healthcare professional, develop a regimen specific and custom for needs.
Right. So, for say someone is, you know, a typical woman who might be suffering from osteopenia or mild osteoporosis, and, you know, she's taking all the requisite supplements, hoping not to be on medication, might opt for the lowest dose, which is what, a 175?
Through our professional line, there's a 175 or 225. In our consumer line, there's a 350 milligram. If she's pretty stable and she's more than 5 years postmenopausal, maybe a 150 works well. If there's more aggressive bone loss, we might want to look at a 350.
Mm-hmm.
So really depends upon what are the needs going on and are there any other comorbidities within bone and joint function. So many times people come to us or through your office that have both bone loss and joint dysfunction.
So we're
looking to get both.
I'm sorry, this is sold direct to consumers in health food stores, but also, I mean, I have a professional line that we sell via drhoffman.com, and we give
That's
it to
correct.
Our patients. Is it different from the consumer line?
It is. Our professional line is a more concentrated form. We see that the patients that go to their doctors are really dealing with much more advanced and severe problems.
Mm-hmm.
And so our professional line is more concentrated, stronger, more strengths available than our consumer line. Not to say our consumer line has done very well for people with both bone and joint problems. People can go and use the product directly and or work with their doctor and get the professional line and be able to get that relief that they're looking for very quickly.
So let's talk about compatibilities. Let's talk about first compatibilities with nutrients, because mm-hmm. we give our patients a wide variety of nutrients. We actually depend quite a lot on strontium as a bone-enhancing nutrient. Any conflict, or is that compatible with Ostanol? Could Ostanol be used as sort of an add-on to enhance the efficacy of a program of multiple nutrients?
Absolutely can be used concomitantly with any combination of nutrients and minerals, and strontium will be the mineral component to fortify the bone tissue while the Ostanol grows that tissue.
Okay, so no conflict there. Smoke's not going to come out of their ears when they do that, or
nope.
They're not going to get some sort of adverse effect or abnormal bone growth or something like that. And, I'm just posing that question because I think with our
sure.
wary consumers, that's the first thing that crosses their mind. Okay, second
right.
question is, we do have some patients where we have to opt for conventional measures. These are patients who might be taking mm-hmm. Fosamax, Actinol, Beneva, Reclast. They might be taking newer medication, Prolia. They might be taking some type of injectable medication. Have there been any studies of the compatibility of Ostanol with those agents?
Yes, we have many, many doctors that use both the bisphosphonate product and Ostanol concomitantly, and they work very well. There's a synergistic component where the bisphosphonates are down-regulating the osteoclasts. Ostanol with cyplexanol is stimulating the production of new osteoblasts, so bone tissue can grow more rapidly. We've also seen a lot of doctors using Ostanol for patients with joint problems,
mm-hmm.
and it can be used concomitantly with traditional supplements as well as NSAIDs.
Non-steroidal
anti-inflammatories.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, and I'll share with you and your group a study that's about to be published. This was a small pivotal study of 10 patients who didn't qualify for one of our trials because they had severe pain and were already on a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug. And they were having tremendous breakthrough pain.
Mm-hmm.
We decided to try a 900 milligram dose. They had a 50% reduction in pain in 3 to 4 days.
Mm.
And so we see a synergistic effect because of, again, the pathways that it works on for the inflammatory condition in the joint, or long-term, we're going to get the joint healthy.
Wow, and that's exciting. So osteoarthritis is almost a ubiquitous condition among older individuals. To some extent, people have joint problems. So it can be used as either adjunctively with non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, which I'm not a big fan of, by the way, because I think they've got horrendous side effects, or standalone to help to alleviate pain.
Absolutely. And we see many, many people come to us who've used glucosamine, chondroitin, hyaluronic acid. They take many, many months to work if they're going to have a benefit. When you look at osteoarthritis and you, again, how many joints are affected, what's the patient's weight, stepping the strengths up a little bit higher early on in the regimen, you see rapid onset of response in days rather than weeks and months.
Is there any evidence that, in addition to alleviating pain, that it may forestall, synovial membrane damage or joint destruction?
There is. In some of the orthopedic journals, the Journal of Orthopedics and Journal of Spine have both published that the active components, the bone morphogenetic proteins themselves, can be used not only in osteoarthritic chondrocytes, but healthy chondrocytes. So that means people who are healthy, who are out running, exercising, want to have a chondroprotective effect and a healthy benefit for their joints can certainly use the product. And that's where our lower strengths come in.
Right. Okay. You just sold me because I'm a big runner and I just turned the corner on 63 and I'd like to perpetuate my running career. And, so far, knock wood. My knees are good and, my hips are good, but, eventually that they tend to wear out with the wear and tear of, pounding the pavement, especially here in Manhattan on concrete. Looks like, in addition to the other pills that are rattling around in my supplement box, I think I'll have to add at least a low dose of Ostinol to my program, even though I'm not suffering from bad arthritis. What about other inflammatory joint conditions? I mean, obviously there are patients who have autoimmune arthritis. They may be suffering from rheumatoid arthritis or inflammatory arthritis. That's a different ballgame because I find that things like glucosamine don't really work in that condition very well.
They don't, unfortunately. Some exciting research was published in 2006 in the Journal of Arthritis Research and Therapy, and it showed for the first time that the pathogenesis of arthritis is being challenged. Several of the active components in cyplexanol, these bone morphogenetic proteins, are now found to be missing in the synovial fluid of people with both osteo and rheumatoid arthritis. And now this is really groundbreaking because what it teaches us is for the first time something has happened to the genetic expression of these proteins in our body that's turned off. We don't know what it is. Is it shock? Is it stress? Is it epigenetics, nutrition, all of the above? What we know is our body stops producing several of these proteins and ensues arthritis, both osteo and rheumatoid. That finding just came to light a few years ago. And what we've then seen in 2012 and 2013 in our clinical trials is when we consume these bioactive proteins, cyplexanol and ostinol, is that people feel better very quickly. So we realize now that something has gone awry in the body. We stop producing these proteins. When we feed them to people, you're feeling better right away. So we're really replacing what's missing now in people with arthritis, both osteo and rheumatoid arthritis.
Wow, that's really very, very exciting information. Your product lineup, are there any combination products? Are there any products that have the Ostinol and have some additional calcium and vitamin D? I've noticed that there are several variations on your products.
There are, and we've done this more in joint health. We've combined the Ostinol proteins with glucosamine and chondroitin sulfate. We've now combined it with a Boswellia serrata, a high grade. That's called our InstaJoint Relief or a 5X product, which taking multiple pills of those, as much as four at a time, people come back and tell us in 1 to 2 hours they can feel a difference in their joints.
Hmm. That's really interesting because I think one of the things that's lacking in the field of natural medicine and supplementation is something that measures up to the power of just some of the over-the-counter medications that actually do provide relatively quick relief. You know, that's, I think, the appeal. People are looking for a quick fix. And if you tell them, well, great, you know, you need to take the Cyplexanil for like 3 months, and in 3 months you'll notice a difference, you know, somehow, even though it's safer and it's a more natural thing, you know, kind of people lose their attention span on that.
Sure. And that's the challenge we see with the glucosamine chondroitin products. 3 months is a long time. Where with Cyplexanil and Osmol, you'll see results in a week. Using our combination with the high-grade Boswellia serrata, we are approaching inflammation from multiple pathways, and people can find relief in hours, which is quite unique in the nutritional supplement world.
I think, you know, in terms of the way I'm going to approach it, I'm going to continue to prescribe Ostanol as a standalone, because we already do prescribe curcumin and fish oil and some cases hyaluronic acid, boswellin, separately, because the business end of it, I think you'll agree, is the Cyplexanil, and you want to get as high a dose into you as possible to maximize the benefits. And then, you know, the other things can be, you know, part of that armamentarium of anti-inflammatory nutrients that you use to quell the inflammation, or in other cases, to build bone.
Absolutely, Dr. Hoffman. I mean, our position in the marketplace is this. We've come into this business from the orthopedic and pharmaceutical industries not to replace the traditional nutrients, but to augment them. As the sole manufacturer of Cyplexanil, we licensed other companies. We do the primary research behind the ingredient, the clinical trials. And so it's really how does healthcare professionals now address the bone and joint needs of their patients? There's many, many products out there from many companies providing traditional nutrients. Ostanol represents a real breakthrough in molecular nutrition. And as a standalone ingredient, that's our focus, to be able to provide that to doctors.
Well, are you a little worried that when you license the product, that a manufacturer might say, well, I'll throw in a little bit of, you know, Ostanol into a product that's, say an anti-inflammatory product. You know, I'll put in like 10 or 15 milligrams. I've seen that happen with coenzyme Q10. You know, they'll put in like a token amount into some heart supplement, but it's not enough to make a difference. Are there conditions that you stipulate for your licensees that they have to use a meaningful amount of it?
Absolutely. Our minimum is a 150 milligram.
Okay.
And all products will have our Cyplexanil logo on their product. And that's just really beginning to take off now. But we do mandate that the minimum amount in their product is required as proven by clinical trials. We're not interested in window dressing and people being fooled by grabbing a different product that contains Cyplexanil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. Sometimes manufacturers will burnish a product by putting in a pricey ingredient, but at a level that is inadequate, so that the label is burnished and that without any clinical efficacy. So I'm glad you're stipulating that.
Sure.
So are there any other points you want to get across? Because it's been a very fascinating discussion. Anything else you want to mention?
Sure. Well, I think just as we touched upon inflammation, we're now looking at, and part of our research strategy over the next 5 years, first thing we've begun to look at is GI health, and there's application with these proteins for that. That's something we'll be exploring.
So you're thinking of like inflammatory gut conditions?
Absolutely. There's research supporting an upper GI inflammatory conditions. There's some basic research now supporting that these proteins are helpful for bodybuilders and stimulating satellite cells. And applications far beyond that in terms of cardiovascular, ocular health. And these are the directions we'll be focusing our research efforts down the road to look at how we can explore and help people in other conditions besides bone and joint.
Well, I must commend you because, you know, one of the things that unfortunately is lacking in the field of natural medicine is adequate research, because, you know, some of the products are being offered on the basis that they were used traditionally or anecdotal research. And, you know, doing the research is important. It's expensive. It's a big investment. And I commend you for, you know, substantiating the true benefits of the product rather than just, you know, making outlandish claims.
Well, thank you. I think it goes to our company, our philosophy, our ethics, and who we are and where we want to be within the marketplace of healthcare.
So what's today's Intelligent Medicine call to action? Where can people learn more about Ostinol? You know, first of all, I mentioned that drhoffman.com. It's one of the products that we feature there. It's available. You can order it. It is the very same product that we give to our patients. It's physician strength. And that's one of the ways. That's one of the ways you can obtain the physician version of the product. But what are some of the other resources?
Well, we do have a website, zycalbio.com. Our consumer grade is available. But for our physician grade, patients will have to go to their doctor, chiropractor, medical doctor, and functional medicine. There is a new site out called ostinol.com, which was just launched to educate consumers about the benefits of Ostinol.
And I'm curious, you know, when you're marketing this stuff, you know, we in the field of natural medicine, nutritional medicine, we're naturals for this. You know, we embrace these types of supplements. But do you ever go to orthopedics conventions or to conventions of endocrinologists who deal with osteoporosis to, you know, set up a booth and talk to doctors about that? And what's their receptivity? Are they open to it?
Most medical physicians, especially surgeons, don't get too involved in a branded product. They may recommend something by generic, as you know. It is something that we're looking at down the road strategically. Right now, we're educating naturopathic doctors, chiropractors, functional medicine MDs. Down the road, it is something to explore within the chiropractic endocrinology and gynecological region areas because, you know, many women seek their gynecologist as primary care now.
And especially for when it comes to dealing with osteoporosis.
Sure.
That may be the first doctor who orders them a bone density test.
Right. And those are directions we'll look down the road as far as how best to communicate the benefits of Ostinol to the patients through the healthcare professional.
Okay, well, Intelligent Medicine listeners, there you have it. Hot off the press is, I think, a very promising supplement, one that we're going to look very closely at in the coming years. And it's you know, really been a pleasure hearing about the latest research. And you know, we welcome future dispatches from the front in terms of new revelations about the potential for Ostinol, bone morphogenic protein, cyplexanol, to have an impact on bone health, joint health, and some of the other ramifications that you discussed. So, great job. Thank you very much for joining us. I was about to call you Dr. James Scafidi. You did a great job. We'll give you an honorary PhD just for explaining it. It's James Scafidi, S-C-A-F-F-I-D-I, President and CEO of Zycal Biotherapeutics.
Zycal Bioceuticals Healthcare Company.
Bioceuticals. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Thank you.
And this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.